This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 8th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Muslim Fulani militants killed two Christian farmers on October 1st in the Plateau State, reports International Christian Concern. Then on October 2nd, two more Christians were ambushed. One died and the other survived, but sustained gunshot wounds and is in critical condition. He was discharged from the hospital as he was unable to pay the hospital bills. Nigeria is the ninth worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways." A U.S. Special Operations Unit and a contingent of Marines have been secretly operating for the last year in Taiwan to train military forces there. It's part of America's efforts to shore up the island's defenses as concern regarding potential Chinese aggression mounts, reports the Wall Street Journal. Taiwan and U.S. officials have expressed alarm over nearly 150 flights near Taiwan in the past week by Chinese military aircraft. The Chinese aircraft have included J-16 jet fighters, H-6 strategic bombers, and Y-8 submarine spotting aircraft. The Communist Party views Taiwan as a part of China. Beijing has vowed to take control of the island by force if necessary. Nearly half of Republicans, 44%, want former President Trump to run for president in 2024. That's according to a survey by the Pew Research Center released Wednesday, reports TheHill.com. On Tuesday, National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins announced his resignation. When he claimed that his agency was not funding gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, he was lying through his teeth, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Last month, Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, said government documents, reported by The Intercept, made it clear that both Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci were lying when they claimed that the National Institutes of Health did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Exodus 20 verse 12 says, "You shall not lie." To be clear, gain-of-function is when an organism develops new abilities or functions, reports the BBC. This can happen in nature, or it can be achieved in a lab, when scientists modify the genetic code or place organisms in different environments to change them in some way. With viruses that could pose a risk to human health like COVID-19, it means developing viruses that are potentially more transmissible and dangerous. Scientists justify the potential risks by saying the research can help prepare for future outbreaks and pandemics by understanding how viruses evolve and therefore develop better treatments and vaccines. Richard Ebright was among the 16 scientists who authored a letter published last month in the prestigious British science journal, The Lancet. They called for another look at the evidence that the COVID pandemic began with a lab leak in China funded by America. It was under Francis Collins' leadership that the National Institutes of Health lifted a moratorium on gain-of-function research in 2017 that had been implemented during the Obama administration due to concerns that the research could trigger an outbreak. President Joe Biden found federal judge Robert Pittman in Austin to block the Texas Heartbeat Act late Wednesday, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The pro-life law protects an unborn baby if a heartbeat is detected, typically at the sixth week of gestation in the womb. But the state immediately filed a notice of appeal with the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, meaning the dispute remains up in the air. The law is novel in that it does not assign to the state or its officials the responsibility to enforce the abortion restrictions, but created a right for anyone in the state to sue someone who provides or helps with providing an abortion. Marjorie Dannenfelser, the Susan B. Anthony List president, said, quote, "The Heartbeat Act is estimated to have saved more than 4,700 babies since it took effect over a month ago. Now, an unelected judge has interfered with the clearly expressed will of Texans," end quote. In other pro-life news, the Hyde Amendment originated in 1976 and specifically prohibits taxpayer funding of most abortions at the federal level. The amendment is credited with saving more than 2 million preborn lives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a self-described Catholic, wants to deep-six it, and House Democrats call it racist. But pro-life Louisiana State Senator Katrina Jackson, an African-American, thinks that claim is ludicrous.
I was disappointed that some Democrats advocated that it was racist for us not to repeal the Hyde Amendment. I've never been in a group of African Americans who've asked me to fund abortion.
And finally, Joseph S., a former SS guard who is now 100 years old, hobbled into a German courtroom with a walker on Thursday to face charges of helping to send more than 3,000 people to their deaths in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II, reports Reuters. Prosecutors say he was a member of the Nazi Party's paramilitary SS and contributed to the deaths of 3,518 people at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp by regularly standing guard in the watchtower between 1942 and 1945. Some people interned in Sachsenhausen were murdered by Zyklon B, the poison gas also used in other extermination camps where millions of Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Sachsenhausen predominantly housed political prisoners from all over Europe, along with Soviet prisoners of war and some Jews. A 2011 court ruling paved the way for this type of prosecution, stating that even those who contributed indirectly to wartime murders, without pulling a trigger or giving an order, could bear criminal responsibility. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, October 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, the birthday of Amy, my beloved bride. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.